We're learning the laws of Birchas HaGomel, which is found in Simin Reshid Tes. The Mechaber asks the question, Ma Mavarech, the question which we should know the answer to, for those that have heard it before. The Mechaber answers, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaGomel, L'chayavim Tovos, Shemonu Kol Tov. That is the language of the bracha, and then this sif says, "V'hashoyimim," those who hear it, and he brings down even if maybe you didn't hear what was said. Omri mishim lecha kol tov, huig lecha kol tov sela. So it's translated in the art scroll, is that who bestows good things upon the guilty, who has bestowed every goodness upon me. So it sounds. So it says over here, yes, it doesn't say in the list, Amen. You're supposed to answer Amen to the bracha, in fact. Apparently what the Shulchan Aruch opinion is that it's not necessary even to bring that down, because it is a bracha, so it's probably obvious. But in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it doesn't say the word Amen. But yeah. And the response, Amen. May he who has bestowed goodness upon you continue to bestow every goodness upon you forever. And the question that is cited in the Gemara and others is that generally there's a principle of al yiftach adam piv l'satam. We don't want to start saying that we're guilty. But that's exactly what it sounds like in the nusach of this bracha, that we say, who bestows good things upon the guilty. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the real meaning of what this sentence is, what the bracha is. Perish. Afil osam shehim chayavim. Not referring about myself, of course. But those people who are chayavim, those individuals who are guilty, in kolze gomel hem tovos, Hashem still does and bestows goodness upon those people. Shows how amazing Kodesh Baruch Hu is, that even though they're in a dangerous situation, which easily they could have been punished, nonetheless, Hashem overlooks their mistakes, their flaws, and does good for them. Egam ani. So to myself, afabi she'eni hagun, even though maybe it's not that I'm a big tzaddik, im kol zeh gumlani b'chol tov. Hashem still bestows every goodness upon me. So not that you're saying anything negative about yourself, you're not calling yourself guilty, that you deserve punishment, because we don't want to incite the satan to say that we should be punished. But to say that we certainly aren't tzaddikim either, that's not something which is such an issue. And the response also makes sense, it's not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah this, that not only is it good that you are bestowed this goodness upon you, but you should continue to bestow every goodness upon you forever. Because, as we find by Yaakov, Avinu, and other situations in which a person, a nes, occurs, you would think that your schus has now been lessened, and now you've now been placed in a much more vulnerable situation. All my merits that were accrued perhaps were erased just so I was spared from this one positive action. So the kehila gives me chizik and strength, and the bracha back to me that no, it's even though I was given this situation, I was spared, that it should be that I should be given kol tov, that this goodness should happen forever. Continues the Mechaber and says a couple other restrictions or requirements when it comes to this bracha. Sarach levarach bracha zu b'fnei asara. It's necessary that it should be done in front of a minyan. That's the reason why we had the whole question exactly how women should say brachas agomel if they should do it themselves. Utrei minayhu rabbana. Not only that, but among the 10, two of them have to be rabbanon. Rabbis, if you want to translate it that way, but it doesn't really mean rabbis. The chsiv, the pasuk says, "V'ramuhu b'kahalam v'moishav zekeinim yahaluhu." That when it comes to the singing, the praising before the kahalam, before the group, the assembly, there should be a moishav zekeinim, plural. There should be a group of zekeinim, elders. And what does it mean, zekeinim? So the Gemara in Kedushin, which says in the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, "Ein zokin el mishakana chachma." It doesn't mean necessarily a person who is exceedingly old, but with no morals whatsoever. It means a person who has chachma, a person who is a scholar, someone who is a talmud chacham. So it's necessary that you have to have 10, and also you should have two of them should be zekeinim. And the question is brought down in Piskei Teshuvah, is that including the 10, are those two zekeinim supposed to be in addition to the 10? So l'chachilah, some say you should have an addition to the 10. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it's mifnei asara, im bal hanes. So we clearly see that it's not necessary to have this whole group of 10 and another 2, but nonetheless, l'chadchila, some say you should even have a larger group. And then the Mechaber says, v'nahagu l'varech achar kriyas haTorah. You know that the custom is done during the laning. Lefi, or literally it says here, after the laning is over, even if, let's say, you get the first aliyah, it sounds like you have to wait till the very end, which is not our minhag, which we'll discuss in a second. Lefi sheish shal masara. The reason why he says, the Mechaber says, that it's preferable to have this done during the actual reading of the Torah is because obviously there's going to be a minyan for that. So therefore, it's an appropriate time. V'im berech b'pachos mi'asara. Let's say you bench gomel with less than a minyan. So yeshem shi'yatza, v'yeshem shalo yatza. There's a dispute whether or not you fulfilled your obligation. V'tov l'achsu l'varech, v'fnei asara, b'lo haskar shem amalchus. And because we're not sure if you fulfilled your obligation, which is a dispute, then what we do is that you would, this is what the Mechaber says, this is not what we paskin. He says that you should say it a second time, if the first time was without a minyan, you say it again without Hashem's name because of the possibility that you were yotzah the first time. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses that according to those opinions that say that you're yotzah, the whole ikar asara ainu ela mitzvah, because the whole idea of having a minyan for benching gomel, some say it's not an absolute requirement. It's the mitzvah. It's a nice, preferable way. Let's say you know you cannot come across a minyan. There's nothing wrong with benching gomel without a minyan. This is what's brought down the Mishnah Berurah. However, he says the ayin behilchos haraya the shikasav diyamtin ad shloshim yom. Even though it's better to bench gomel within a few days of the time that the miracle happened to you, but if there's no minyan, it's brought down, it's better to wait at least for a period of 30 days. Pen yizdamin lo asara. Maybe you'll get lucky, and somehow you'll be able to find a minyan within 30 days. Shochel kaim a mitzvah kilchasa. And you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly. The yosel lo yamtin. But if it's more than 30 days, don't spend any more time waiting. Certainly within the 30 days, you should bench gomel, preferably before that. So, halacha has brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos a couple of ideas. He says that when it comes to, as the Mechaber said, to bench gomel when the Torah is being read, more specifically, as it's brought down in the Shalos and Tshuvos of the Chasam Sofer, the Yeshul Shtadul Alos LaTorah. That is better, if you can, you should get an Aliyah via Varech Birchas HaGomel L'Acher Birchas Soha Achrona. And after you finish your Aliyah, that is the best time that one should bench gomel. It's not just not at the very end of the Torah reading, but it means after your Aliyah. And the Chasam Sofer says the reason for this, he says that an Aliyah to the Torah is instead of the Zevach Toda, instead of the Thanksgiving offering which we read about, which was brought for these things in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's written over there when it came to the Toda, it says, V'yizbechu zivchei Toda, referring, bringing this Thanksgiving offering. And then the Samachle, right next to it, it says, V'yisaper masa barina, that you will say over these matters with song. So, and that is interpreted as Birchas HaGomel. So therefore, since we don't have the Karban Toda, so instead you would get an Aliyah, and then immediately afterwards, as the Pasuk says, V'safer Masa Barina, you would bench Gomel. That's how the Chasam Sofer understands some type of a hint to why this is done. However, just because it is brought down that it is customary to bench Gomel after you get an Aliyah, don't think that you are the one who comes first or before anyone else. Ach, Einu Kodem L'Shum Echad Mehachayuvim. If someone else has an absolute Chiyuv, for whatever Chiyuv they may have, a Yortzeit or the like, then in that situation, you do not go in front of them. You're allowed to bench gomel, even if you didn't get an aliyah. It's not a problem. And if you end up getting not an aliyah, and you need to bench gomel, the best way to do it, the best time to do it, is that you should say this after the kaddish was said, and you would go up, and you would bench gomel. But the kaddish should be finished, because that's connected to the Torah reading. You didn't get an aliyah, so then immediately after the kaddish, you can bench gomel. So one last idea, brought down in Mishnah Berurah, that's quoted in the name of the Magen Avraham, as well as other achronim, that preferably l'chadchila, there are those that say you should bench gomel within the 3 days from the time that you've been saved from whatever sakana we've discussed. Okay, she'im yotza mehasakana biyom beis. He says, for example, let's say right after Monday's shachris, a person gets into a sakana. He says it's better not to wait until the next Torah reading, which is on a Thursday, even though it sounds like it's really 3 days, but it's really counting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now Thursday is really like the fourth day, if you want to look at it that way. He says it's better that you should bench Gomel not on a day in which there's a Sefer Torah. However, the Minhag Pasha, the simple custom, is in fact to wait until even it's been 3 days so that one could bench Gomel by Torah reading. And not only that, it brings down the Shulchan HaTahar that he says that there are those that will say it's even better to wait till Shabbos imotzi os kahal gadol v'nehem tamid chachamim. If you're going to have a larger minion, then it's better to wait till Shabbos to bench Gomel. But again, for those that would bench Gomel on a weekday of Monday or Thursday, that is also fine. And the last thing that's brought down in the halacha is when it comes to this question of if there is a minyan or not a minyan, so should it be said, should it not be said? So the halacha is, Amnam gam b'ze'ein ha-minhag kein, the minhag is not to bench Gomel in the event that there is no minyan. Lo'olam ein mevarchin berchas ha-gomel kishein sham asar anashim. We do not bench Gomel unless there are 10, because we're concerned of the opinions that say that minyan anashim le'ikuva, that it's necessary to have a minyan, and if you don't have a minyan, then you're not allowed to say the bracha, and based on the principle of Savik brachas al-hakel, you will not bench Gomel unless you have a minyan. Ve'chanan ha-barnas v'chadosh baruch hu, z'chadosh 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 baruch hu, z'chad